Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU football team, Brody Scheff. Career-high 19 tackles last week against Duluth. Congratulations, Brody.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations and a loss isn't as much fun, is it?
No, not at all. But, I mean, what can you do? You know, everyone fought hard, and that's all we can ask.
Safeties aren't supposed to get 19 tackles in a game. Was it more Duluth? Was it more you just flown to where the ball was?
To be honest, it was probably just a lot of assisted tackles and stuff. You know, we got good guys up front that hold them up, and then it allows me to take shots and stuff and try to rip the ball out. So it could be it.
You guys are on the field a lot. All things considered, you guys played pretty darn well against a pretty darn good quarterback and a good offense. Looking back, is there anything you'd like to take back and do differently?
Definitely the time of possession, and that hurt us a lot. There was third downs on, you know, they probably had two or three of them on, you know, several drives that would have shortened our time on the field and got our offense out there. And so the biggest thing is just making a play on third down probably is what I would have liked to have done.
As a player, are you trying to be too perfect, though, in saying that you want to get off the field? Because you look back at it, and they were in the red zone three times, and you made them kick field goals three times. So you guys did play well.
That was a positive once they got down there. I mean, I think our defense has done a pretty good job this year once teams have gotten down there, you know, even with Augustan and stuff, is, you know, just holding them once they got down there to just a field goal. So there was positives to take out of there, but you definitely want to be off the field.
Offensively, you guys really only had the one play in the first half that got you the touchdown. They had the ball. I think they ran 45 plays in the first half. You guys ran 46 for the entire game. You guys walked over to the pseudo locker room at halftime. Were you surprised to only be down 9-7?
Not really. I mean, we always pride ourselves on defense, you know, and if we can hold the field goal, great. I'm not sure much about the offense. They didn't really have a chance to, you know, really have the ball in the first half to put up any points, but I'm not so sure about that.
Go up against a team this week that I don't know how else to ask this. They gave up 72 points. it's hard to refocus as a player knowing that Upper Iowa struggled a week ago?
Not so much defensively anyways, just because they did put up points too. I think they put up 30-some points, and they moved the ball efficiently against Duluth a couple weeks ago. So they're definitely putting up points for their offense, so and I'm sure our offense is excited to get out there after seeing 72 points, so I think everyone's going to be pretty focused this week.
You look at the schedule that you have left, and you're a senior, you've been around long enough, I think I can ask you this, but you look on paper and you should win a bunch of games here in a row. Doesn't much matter if you guys go out and don't work hard in practice on a given week or don't execute on a given week. That's how good this league is, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at Mary, you know, for example, they lose to Southwest, and then they beat Augustana, too. And, you know, Concordia beat us last year when technically, I guess, on paper they weren't supposed to. So definitely have to bring it, you know, every week with the physicality and the, you know, just the whole game of football.
How much better as a team are you guys now as when you walked on campus back in August?
I think a lot better, just as far as the team aspect. On defense, we've bonded really well with each other, and you know, we're goofing around or having fun, I should say, out at practice, yet we're still getting things done. So, and then after camp, we became closer with the offense, too, because we were going against them the whole preseason, and now we just kind of, you know, accepted everyone as a family.
If there was a question mark about the defense heading into the year, it was the front three. They're still really young, but they've been playing well, haven't they?
Absolutely. I mean, we all could be playing better, but those guys up front have been doing great, you know. We have a couple injuries up there this week, and it'll be a great opportunity for even younger guys, I guess I would say, or less experienced to even step up. So it'll be a big week for those guys.
Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.